Any updates from your game?
I have no idea.
We've been trying to watch the Omaha North Central game. Ah, thank you, Mike Patterson, Omaha.com. Central 41, North 35.
Four minutes left,
third quarter.
Let's go, Vikings.
Excuse me.
Quarter.
And in the interest of fairness.
Quarter, thank you, Nick.
Let's go, Eagles.
This is unreal.
You know what's unreal? There is one non-Omaha Metro team in the Class A tournament. One.
Yeah, well, tell the rest of the state to
step it up.
Yeah, seriously.
Back in my day, when I was doing the state tournament, the Omaha teams were the teams that everyone kicked the ass of.
Yeah, well, those days are over.
Lincoln used to be good.
Nick Saban doesn't coach anymore, and Lincoln schools suck now. This is life.
We got to do something here, Greater Nebraska.
This is a great life. I love when Omaha is superior to the rest of the state because it allows me to remind the rest of the state that we're superior to them. And then they get really mad. They're like, yeah, but we're good at wrestling. Cool. Congrats. Roll around some more in your tights.
We have a river.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
There's a river that literally bisects this state.
Yeah, but it's...
There are other rivers
yeah,
elsewhere.
But we have the best river, John. The
I thought you were right, of Iowa.
I am.
Iowa shares that river.
Of all the things I would brag about Omaha, the Missouri River would not be one
my
of them.
My river is bigger
it's
than your river.
It's pretty stanky and it's not great.
It my is gross.
I would much rather be in the Platte River or the Niobrara than the old mighty Muddy Mo. Just saying. There are other things we could brag about, Omaha.
No, where's the Platte's paddle
boats? The fact that our traffic lights are better timed than Lincoln's.
Are they?
Andy, going back real quick.
More good restaurants, steak restaurants.
Before we get to NIL today, Andy writes, who pays for the surgeries these kids have when they get hurt, the rehab and all that? Do the taxpayers pay for them? So for instance, what's the difference between a biology student who got ill? No, Andy, you do not pay for Adrian Martinez's torn ACL if he gets hurt in a football game.
Well, he's also not a student.
Yes, that's true. They are self-funded. So you don't.
Well, Nebraska's is.
Yes, but
there
I mean,
are some places where it's not.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Yeah, but here in Nebraska, Nebraska's athletic department, they've been able to brag for many, many years that they don't take student fees and they don't take.
Yeah, so I'm confused what the angle was there. Paying for Adrian Martinez's torn ACL. Oh, it's a 3-point game now, John. Let's go.
Well, we've got more important things to do, like it's the NIL Today.
I didn't realize Nick liked this segment so much.
I do.
Why?
I like the open. I don't like the segment. I like the open.
Because he gets to see my young, handsome me and goober, ugly
Josh. See, look
Josh.
At Red Beard.
Oh, there, and then there's Jared.
Oh, I do not miss
and
Jared.
And creepy beardless Nick.
I miss that shirt. That's also the only time I see that shirt anymore. I don't know what happened to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great shirt.
Did you leave it at some woman's house, Nick, when you called her a broad? That's a callback to the crossover. I don't call women broad.
I also don't. That's problematic.
Mm. John?
The Dartmouth men's basketball team voted 13-2 to unionize. We told you about this a couple weeks ago. There was a ruling by the National Labor Relations Board district the Northeast that opened the door for Dartmouth men's basketball to vote on whether or not they can join a union. They, by that 13-2 vote, they elected to join the Service Employees International Union Local 560 on Tuesday. Now, this does not mean that they are now a union. There are still other steps to go, but this was an important first step. The interesting thing about it is Dartmouth is an Ivy League school.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they don't have in the Ivy League?
Scholarships.
Yes.
Yeah, and I've been wondering about that whole thing. It's quite the rub for this topic. So what does that mean then, John? I know what Dartmouth says. They say, like, this doesn't, we don't believe in this, essentially is what they said.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's the Cliff Notes version of what they said.
Trying to find his name again.
Bob. Tim.
No,
Jim.
Bob. No,
Steve.
It's definitely not Bob. Ramogi Huma. We've quoted him before. Ramogi Huma, who is a longtime college athletes union rights advocate. Said it's definitely a milestone that's been reached, one we believe should have been reached long ago. He said, I think it's years away from being settled, but it's going in the right direction. He said he had no involvement with the Dartmouth basketball vote. His group has filed a separate complaint with the National Labor Relations Board against Southern California, asking that the school's football and basketball players there be deemed employees. Quote, the case that we have at USC is stronger because the athletes there get full scholarships. So the fact that the athletes at Dartmouth that don't get scholarships were deemed to be employees, I think it provides strength to our arguments at USC. Keep in mind that the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board, only has jurisdiction over private employers.
Which is why Northwestern was involved in this situation.
Yes. For example,
a decade ago.
You could, Creighton is a private school.
Mm.
UNL
is
or
not.
UNO are not.
Yeah.
So that's where there's a little bit of fuzziness. In turn, doesn't mean that those students maybe someday couldn't unionize or couldn't organize, but they wouldn't do so under the auspices of the NLRB
because
that's
fuzziness.
Only for private companies,
mm-hmm.
in this case, a private university. Dartmouth put out a statement. For decades, Dartmouth has been proud to build productive relationships with the five unions that are currently part of our campus community. We always negotiate in good faith and have deep respect for our 1,500 union colleagues, including the members of Local 560, which is the union that the basketball players voted to join. In this isolated circumstance, however, the students on the men's basketball team are not in any way employed by Dartmouth. For Ivy League students, who are varsity athletes, academics are of primary importance, and athletic pursuit is part of the educational experience. Classifying these students as employees simply because they play basketball is as unprecedented as it is inaccurate. We therefore do not believe unionization is appropriate.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's next then. I'm not even going to pretend to imagine what's next.
No, but I mean, it is a step. Certainly.
Mm-hmm.
And if Mr. Huma is right, maybe the USC case will have more legs.
Yeah.
Because things get real easy.
Yeah, that 100%. Yeah. I mean, no offense to Dartmouth. They are going to go pro in something other than sports.
Yeah, they're certainly not going to go pro in basketball because they've had no winning seasons in the last 25 years.
100%. They stink. So
household. Staying with the NIL component in the NIL today, because that's why we call it that. I was not aware of this, but according to John Arand.
Now Puck.
Which I've never heard of.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what's Puck?
It's like about hockey?
No, they cover all sorts of stuff. It's like a subscription-based website.
That's like saying you have a website Touchdown and you don't cover just football.
It's a media company. John.
There are touchdowns in basketball, aren't there?
They
no,
cover.
No, there's no.
According
touchdowns.
To their,
that's the crossover.
Their bit. Their coverage aims to cover the four centers of power in the U.S.: Silicon Valley, Hollywood, Washington, and Wall Street, and now sports.
I think you could have come up with a better name. Just saying.
I like Puck. Anyway.
Anyway, John Arand reported.
Oh, it's a reference to a character in William Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Cool. We're getting off subject.
Sorry.
Caitlin Clark, of course.
My goat, your goat.
Who is going to make a lot of money playing women's professional basketball and still
But not as
a
much
lot of
money as she would have if she stayed in college, right?
Did you know he reported that Fox Sports, the network who basically has the rights to all of her games because she's of the Big Ten, and mm-hmm. they are of the Big Ten, considered putting together an NIL package to convince Clark to stay in college.
That seems illegal.
That's gross.
Is it gross?
It's a little gross.
Why is it gross?
Because,
Nick, you don't think that she deserves to make money?
No, I think it feels self-serving. Like, they don't actually care about her.
Oh, it absolutely is self-serving.
They care more about what she can do for them than her growth.
Well,
that's the gross part.
I don't know if you have to add the qualifier to it.
I think it's gross for a different reason,
What's
and
that?
It's more on the Fox end of things, because is this what we want? Do we want the networks themselves paying the star athletes to perform on their network? I mean, that would seem to open up a huge Pandora.
Let me now I'm playing devil's advocate to a degree, right?
Sure.
Here, but let me just say this. Do the networks not ultimately or mainly fund the salaries of Patrick Mahomes, Dak Prescott, and
yeah, but
others?
they're not paying them.
So there's a middleman in there, but they're still getting the money mainly because of
TV.
Well,
but they're getting the money because they're employees of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Who are broadcast by CBS, Fox, NBC, etc.
Yeah, but this is the network directly.
No, again, I know. I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm just saying the money all come. They're all pipes. In the end, they're all pipes.
But you see, this again outlines the entire absurdity of this entire enterprise. The fact that we have this thing called NIL, which really isn't NIL, it's really pay for play, and that these schools are using third parties, aka boosters, to pay the salaries of the people that work for them. I'm using air quotes again. It's the whole if we were doing this right from the beginning,
Iowa would pay her.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
Exactly.
Not going to disagree with that.
Exactly.
I think, honestly, that's some incredible gumption from Fox to put that together. We've been talking for years now about bowl games. Like, everyone doesn't like now that bowl games don't have any of the good players playing in them. And one of the main theories or opinions thrown out there is, why don't the bowl games just pay players? Certainly an expanded playoff. Hey, the players need to get a cut. They're going to put their bodies on the line for more football games. This, like we said, though, I mean, it does cut out the middleman. We know sports are valuable because of television, not because of fans in the stands anymore. It's because of TV. This is something we have heretofore never seen in our times, and I'm not going to say we'll never see again. We will see this at some point. There will be a superstar that one of these networks is like, let's see if we can get them to stay.
But this is the part that makes it really, to use Nick's vernacular, gross. What if ESPN did this? Said, hey, Caitlin, we'll pay you.
Oh, and transferred?
And you transfer to an SEC school.
Go to LSU,
so that we can televise your games.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's where your analogy using Mahomes in the NFL, that's where it breaks off. Because ESPN is not manufacturing trades so that Mahomes can show up more on their network.
Aaron Rodgers isn't on the Jets right now because CBS wanted more good Jets games.
Bingo. And therein lies the problem.
Now, Adam disagrees a little bit with what you said. He says, Fox Sports putting together an NIL package for Caitlin Clark is actually what NIL was intended for. It's an arm's length transaction where Fox is clearly paying Clark her true value. It's not some collective pay-for-play sham that everyone else does. I'd argue this is actually what NIL was intended for.
But they're using it as a bribe. It's a bribe.
How is
it's
it
more
a, bribe,
or less a bribe,
Nick? So what is money then from any, you know, car company that wants you to do advertising for them? What's the difference?
I think the difference is because she's...
If she doesn't transfer, assuming she stayed
in Iowa.
Let's just take it at face value. What's the difference between a car company or maybe a casino in Las Vegas wanting you to say good things about them? What's the difference?
Because this would affect her moving on and doing what she wants to do.
Nick, she is the person who can make the decision, though. If she says, sure, I'll take this money to stay at Iowa, she's not being forced to stay. She's getting paid.
Right, but with that kind of money, it's more or less forcing.
So you don't think any college player should stay in college if they have, I guess, used up their value, even if they could get $15 million to? What if Caleb Williams, for example, people came together and like, Caleb, we're going to give you $20 million to stay one more year here. You would say that's gross?
I think if they're ready to move on to the next level, they should be able to move on to the next level without people.
But she can.
Ears.
She can.
She can if she
and
wants
she is.
To. But. See, to me, the issue that I have here is it would be the networks potentially manipulating how the sports are competed. And that's the difference between this world and and what we'll call the private sector or the non-sports world. Again, this story gets a lot more seedy if it's ESPN jumping in. And I'm not saying that because it's a Fox versus ESPN
thing. John, do it the other way of Angel Reese. If Fox reaches out to her and says, come to Nebraska.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're not trying to pick on ESPN. You're just trying to show the fallacy networks.
What if ESPN came at Ryan Kalkbrenner and said, hey, man, we want you to stay another year.
Hey, buddy.
But you
come
need to
North Carolina.
Come transfer to one of the schools in our network.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's where the problem is to me, because looking at it from a competitive level, allowing the networks to potentially manipulate the quality of teams and where players play, that is antithetical to everything we have ever believed in terms of big-time sports.
Yeah, that's really weird.
That's the big issue here. It's not that they're jumping in to say, hey, stick around for another year, because it would be her decision. It's not like she would be jeopardizing anything. She'd be making money, and, you know, it's a bit, to her, it's a business transaction. The problem I have is from the media side of it, basically manipulating who plays where and for how long.
My problem, I guess, was just the manipulation side on the other end, because if a player feels like they're ready to move up to the next level.
Well, then she could have made that
choice.
But
then somebody comes along. But what?
Nick, this has happened, though. This is already happening. Players are staying in college for more money because they're going to make more because they don't think they're ready or
whatever. Because their pro prospects aren't as lucrative at this point.
Mm. Yeah.
It's just, it feels a little too manipulate-y.
Go Big 20 on Twitch writes, allowing TV networks to be a part of the NIL world allows for so much collusion and is very scary with the power slash money power.
Exactly.
Again, devil's advocate.
Yeah. What if ESPN had gone to Dylan Raiola and said, whoa.
Yeah. What if the Herb Street thing happened actually, but from the weirder, seedier perspective?
What if ESPN had come along and say, Dylan, go to Georgia because we want to televise your games. Don't go to Nebraska where they're on Fox. You want to come over here.
Or if Josh would have did that because of the grumble.
Yes, to keep the sanctity correct. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Like, what if I went to the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee and said, hey, look, this grumball is still undefeated, but it's about to die unless you keep Nebraska out of the tournament, and then I'll still be correct.
Mm.
What can you do, people that are not Bruce Rasmussen but are similar to him? What do you think they'd say to me?
They would laugh in your face.
Think anybody on the selection committee has ever gotten bribed?
Has there ever
been an attempted bribe?
Ever?
I'm sure there's been attempted bribes.
I want to read that story.
Nothing in this world would ever shock me.
That sounds
so
funny.
I will say I would not be surprised.
Jeremy says, does Nick think Caitlin wasn't ready for the WNBA last year?
No. I think that a player knows when they're ready to move up, and if they're ready to move up, I feel like they shouldn't have the pressures or the stresses of other people just trying to dump money on them.
Nick, that happens, though.
I know.
So you don't think that people, like...
How about this? I don't like that it happens. Is that better? I don't like that it happens.
Yeah, I just disagree.
It feels too manipulative.
Mm.
But again, they have the agency.
If somebody's just throwing money at you, though, money blinds people is what
I'm
saying.
But Nick, couldn't you say the same thing about... I know we got to go to break, but someone just having a job? If you're ready, let's pretend that some, you know... radio station Denver is like, we want you to come be our program director. But then our boss is like, no, Nick, we'll actually pay you double what they are offering you to keep you. But you're going to have the same job. So you're not going to get to live out your dreams, but you'll make a whole lot more money. You feel like that's manipulation, or is it just them trying to keep you?
Yeah, that's a fair angle.
That's how I'd view it. Travis says, Nick here for fewer options. Wow, Nick.
Mm. That's what I'm
hearing. Women
for.
With no. fewer options
oh,
in life.
Oh, no.
Man.
Sounds like a real communist to me. All right, Coach Jim Flannery to join us here in just a few minutes. We'll get another update and see if Josh's team has gone by the wayside on 1620 The Zone.